Time banks are up and running in 75 cities around the country. The basic concept is people provide a service like teaching an art class to children, shoveling someone's walk, or coaching a neighborhood basketball team. The time they spend doing it is banked. Later, they can cash in those hours for services like a ride to the grocery store or help with a job application. Funded with city and county grants, Madison's Northside Planning Council will launch a pilot time bank this fall. Facilitator Jim Powell says it turns time into a new kind of currency.
Instead of basing it purely on money, which typically has to do with scarcity and demand, this system is based more on the one thing that everybody has, you know, their humanity, their ability to offer something, to offer time to another person.
In other cities, it's helped create bridges between age groups. In Chicago, older children tutor younger ones in exchange for credits they can use to buy computers donated by businesses. Department of Corrections spokesperson Sherry Maple says it can also be used to help paroled prisoners get back on their feet after years in prison. The Washington, D.C. Time Bank gives parolees credits to run youth sports groups.
Anything that anybody might need or enjoy is worth exchanging for time bank credits. So our folks get to both give and receive, which just creates community.
Maples says parolees will be screened to assure no one who participates would pose a safety threat. Organizers say the time bank will help ex-prisoners build trust in the community and establish a work history. The Madison Time Bank will focus particularly on senior citizens and children. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk says it comes at a time when public funds to serve these groups are being cut.
In these incredibly tight government budget times, finding a new way to deliver services, whether it's Meals on Wheels or mentoring and tutoring children, the time bank idea has lots of potential.
The National Time Bank Institute will be in Madison on August 26th to run a two-day training session for people who want to participate. In November, the time bank will open using a web-based deposit and withdrawal system to keep track of all the hours being exchanged. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.